Hi, this is Walter Wiese with Parks Flash Up's podcast for March 27th, 2011. Today I'm going to talk about late March and early April fishing in the area, in the Yellowstone area, for those who aren't familiar with this podcast. And I'm doing this because this is probably the most underutilized time of year for fishing in the region. There aren't a whole lot of fishable options right now, but the places that do fish tend to fish really, really well. And since we're here at the north entrance of Yellowstone Park in Gardner, the two options that really make sense to fish right now for us are the Yellowstone River here just below Gardner, and then this Paradise Valley Spring Creeks down by Livingston. The Lower Madison and a couple stretches of the Missouri also make a lot of sense, but they're getting far enough away from here that, frankly, you'd be better off talking to somebody else about those. So on the Yellowstone, typically what we're fishing right now is going to be subsurface stuff. For numbers, probably your best bet's going to be a stonefly nymph trailing a medium-sized attractor nymph, or a small beadhead or midge larva type pattern. Probably my best combo right now is going to be a number six black Brooks stone. The Matt Minch version of the Brook Stone, and then I'm trailing that with a size 12 Minch's bead hair and copper. If you aren't familiar with those patterns, they're both on our website, parksflyshop.com. And that's really what I'm going to fish for numbers. And then in the afternoon, we may see some hatches. There's late March and early April, there's really two insects of interest. Well, three actually. We've got midges from 18 to 22. Maybe down to 24, although that's getting pretty small to fish on a rough river like the Yellowstone. And typically, what we're going to fish for those are going to be just a Griffith's gnat in the appropriate size, or even a size larger, and then something like just a hackle midge if the fish are being a little bit more particular. And then we also got the blue-winged olives, and for those, what we like this time of year are basically just you can usually get away with a parachute atom size 18. If you do want to fish something a little different, then the Purple Haze Cripple is always a good bet in, again, size 18. And if you do find some spookier fish, a size 18 blueing olive sparkledun will work for those guys. Now, the other big draw this time of year, and really one of the reasons that it's worth coming this time of year, is that this is probably at least as good a time for big fish as October is. And of course, October is much more known for big fish. And the reason for that is because the water's just warming up after a long winter, and the fish are kind of getting aggressive and on the feed. And the rainbows, if they're not actually up in the creek spawning right now, are kind of in that mood. And so they're aggressive. And so you've got fish of all three species, cutthroats, rainbows, and browns, feeding aggressively to bulk up after the winter. And then plus you've got the rainbows kind of in spawning mode, and then the cutthroats actually getting probably a little bit antsy. They don't start spawning until May, but they're still probably getting a little more aggressive. And so what we're going to fish for those guys often, especially out of a boat, is going to be a big streamer. This time of year, I almost exclusively fish an articulated streamer, either my love bunny or an articulated woolly bugger or one of the various gallop style patterns. Gonna fish a fly that's 4 to 6 inches long, and obviously not catch very many fish on that, but most of them are gonna be 17 to 22 inches. And then I'll trail that again with an attractor nymph like the bead hair and copper. And that kind of keeps your numbers up. You're going to get some whitefish on that. You're going to get some smaller trout that might be interested in the big streamer, but kind of turn away from it because they realize it's too big for them. And then, of course, you'll get some of the bigger fish that chase it and then change their minds and go for the smaller dropper. You almost always want to fish a streamer with a dropper, for that reason. You get a lot of fish that'll be attracted to the streamer but not eat it. And so we almost always fish either a very small streamer behind a great big one, or just a more commonly just an attractor nymph in the size 10 to 14 range. So that's kind of the Yellowstone right now, and float trips right now on the Yellowstone are only $350 if you go through our shop. So that's a very cost-effective option, and there's really very little other competition. Then the other option is going to be the Paradise Valley Spring Creeks, and right now and until the middle of April, those are on winter rates of $40 a day, which is $35 cheaper than the spring rate and $60 cheaper than the summer rate. And so they're much more cost effective now than they are in the summer. And again, you've got a couple different insects on those creeks, blue-winged olives again, and on the spring creeks will usually start off with a more particular pattern, the sparkle dun, and be ready to go to something like an emerger or a cripple, or just a nymph fish just under the surface for those, because fish in the spring creeks tend to be a little more spooky in particular about what they eat. And then we got midges, and again, the same flies are going to work for those, although actually on the spring creeks this time of year, we're going to mostly fish subsurface. Kind of two options to go with on that, which is small and imitative, which is something like an 18 to 22 pheasant tail or a WD-40 or one of the other midges, a brassy, something like that. And then the other option is to go big and unattractive, or I mean, that's not what I wanted to say, big and unimitative. We're going to fish eggs. We're going to fish San Juan worms. My White River worm, which you can see on our YouTube channel, is a really good bet this time of year on the spring creeks. And then we'll fish things like pink scuds, which could go for an egg or a scud. We'll fish big scuds, stuff like that. And one of the reasons that kind of more attractor style stuff can work well on the spring creeks this time of year is because the creeks are full of rainbows that are either preparing to spawn, have already spawned, or are spawning. And I know on Depew Creek, Spring Creek at least, they block off the spawning areas, which so you can watch the fish, but you can't fish there. But there's a lot of other places in deeper water where the fish actually aren't spawning right at the moment, but they will soon, and so they're aggressive. But you can fish for them without disrupting the spawning. And so those are kind of good bets on the creeks. And then we'll actually also fish some streamers on the creeks. So if you're thinking of coming to Montana this time of year, I strongly suggest it. If you ski or snowboard, there's still really good snowboarding until about the 10th of April at Bridger Bowl and Big Sky. Pretty soon here, the roads are going to start opening in the park, so you've got wildlife watching. The motels and so on are still on their off-season rates, and it's just kind of a sleeper bet in terms of things to do around here this time of year, and that covers the fishing as well. As always, thanks for listening, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact us.